Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
David, you haven't forgotten, have you?
What?
Today we fix breakfast for Mama.
She's not going to like having breakfast on a tray.
She'll hate it.
Oh, fine. Let's hurry.
I'm ready.
So am I.
Come on, but shh. She's still asleep. Walk on your toes.
I feel like Nijinsky.
Who?
Nijinsky.
I don't know him.
Hey, watch where you're going.
Who put that chair there?
Who do you think?
Oh, the kitchen's hot. Open the windows. I'll get the cream.
We don't have to whisper anymore. Now, what do I do next?
You set the tray, and I'll boil the water for the eggs, fry the bacon, make the coffee, toast the toast, and squeeze the juice.
All at the same time.
Oh, it'll only take me a second.
You are a very talented person, Mrs. North.
Oh, I got everything ready last night. Just turn the stove on, will you?
Yeah. Juice is all squeezed. Must be gremlins in the refrigerator.
I said I did everything last night. Pour it in that pitcher.
Poured.
Eggs are in. Toast is in. Coffee's in. Now we just wait.
You know, maybe we ought to hire ourselves out as a couple. There's money in it these days.
And no responsibilities. Can you bottle?
Well, I've got a white coat.
That's for dentists. Tails are for butlers.
Oh, tails are unfashionable.
I think even butlers are. Say, David, are we going to be rich someday?
I doubt it.
That's good. I don't think I'd like to be rich.
I married a wonderful woman. Why not?
Oh, it's so complicated.
That's just as good a reason as any.
Besides, I feel rich now.
Oh, you do, eh?
Very. Think the eggs are ready?
I do not.
Good, then you hold the tray.
Okay, I've got it.
Now, toast, the cereal,
mm-hmm.
Bacon, eggs are 2 minutes.
The coffee's 2 minutes.
The napkin.
No room.
Sure there's room.
Where?
Here, under your arm.
Claudia, I'll drop everything.
No, you won't.
All right, hurry up.
Let me see if I've forgotten anything.
Nothing. Come on.
Oh, yes, the sugar bucket.
I will not carry it on my head.
Who's asking you to? Open your mouth.
My mouth?
That's right, you can grab it with your teeth.
Claudia, I can't take another thing.
Don't talk so much, you'll drop it.
I'm going on in now, I've got a little...
Wait, I forgot something.
Oh.
Lift your other arm.
I'll get even with you for this.
You wouldn't want Mama not to have her candlesticks. Lift your other arm.
Hey, Claudia, you're tipping
me. Candlesticks are very important to every well-served breakfast tray. Okay, now, come on. Breakfast is brown. Breakfast ready.
What's going on here?
Morning, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am.
You're mad, both of you. I ought to have you committed.
Here, David, I'll take this bit out of your mouth.
There you are. Just what you ordered, ma'am.
You forgot the napkin.
Use the sheet.
Lovely manners.
You know, here are the napkins under my arm.
Oh, what a funny place for them to be. Drink your juice, Mama, before it gets warm.
Why such a big pitcher full?
Well, David and I intend to help you.
We should have served it in Aunt Louise's soup tureen, huh?
Soup tureen. Don't forget, Mama, we're bringing it back this afternoon.
You mean you are.
And you're going with me, you promise.
I did no such thing.
All right, stop arguing. Dead or alive, that soup tureen goes back. Now eat your eggs, young lady.
4 eggs. I can't eat 4 eggs.
Can't you?
It's funny, David and I can eat 4 eggs.
Then eat them.
Mrs. Brown, are you going to want all of that toast?
Go on, take it.
You don't like bacon either, do you, Mama?
Take it all.
Lucky for us, isn't it, David? She's such a fussy eater.
We'll just have to leave her a candlestick to nibble on.
Take the tray, please, David.
You haven't eaten anything.
Hand me my kimono over there, will you, Claudia?
Why so modest all of a sudden?
You're perfectly decent.
It's right on that chair.
You've got as much on as any bathing suit.
I'm in bed, not in the water.
Here it is, modest.
Thanks.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Since this is your breakfast, you get into bed and you eat it.
Mama!
I'm going into the kitchen and make myself a decent cup of coffee, and I shall drink it standing up.
Dear, I'll be awfully glad to put this soup tureen down. It feels as if it was full of soup.
Don't look to me for sympathy. This was your idea.
Oh, I don't like a store like Packier's. Is my hat on straight, Mama?
I can't tell. Is it supposed to be?
No, of course not. Is it?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Push it over my eye for me so I can make a good impression.
Which eye?
Left.
Are you being helped, madam?
No, not yet.
Just a moment, please, and I'll be right with you.
Poor thing. He thinks he's going to sell us something.
We should have warned him. He's gone to get his order book.
Mommy, you tell him.
Me? I'm just here for moral support.
Well, now, what can I do for you, madam?
It's for my daughter.
It's about this soup tureen. I received it about 3 weeks ago, and,
Yes, lovely, isn't it? One of our most choice pieces.
Oh.
Go on, Claudia.
I like it very much, too, only you see...
You've got another one like it, is that it?
Yes, that's it.
So you wish to return it?
I'd like to, if it's all right.
Do you wish it credited, or will you purchase something else
credit,
instead?
Credit, please. I'd rather purchase something another day. Or, could I have the money back?
Shameless, but sensible.
Of course, madam. Your name, please?
Mrs. David Naughton. But it was sent to me as Miss Claudia Brown.
Oh, I see. A wedding gift.
Yes.
We get a number of exchanges on those. I'll just take it to check the original purchase, if you don't mind, and I'll be with you in a moment.
Well, he's awfully nice about it, wasn't he?
They're used to it.
Mama. Mama, look over there. Don't look.
How can I look if I don't look?
Oh, cheating shows. That's all I can say. Cheating shows.
What are you talking about? What shows?
Cheating. What'll we do?
What is it?
It isn't an it. It's Aunt Louisa.
That's not funny. Now, don't fool about such things.
I'm not.
What?
She's right over there in the flat silver.
I don't believe... Oh, yes, I do. It is Aunt Louisa.
She's looking this way. What'll we do?
What'll you do, you mean?
Mama, you can't leave me.
Why not? I told you I didn't want to be a party to this. Aunt Louisa lives at Packier's.
I bet she has a bed under the counter.
Be quiet, and maybe she won't see us.
She sees us.
Here she comes.
You talk first.
I will not.
You better, because I'm not going to open my mouth. This is all your fault.
My fault? I said you should have some sentiment and keep the tureen.
It's too late.
We're lost.
Why, my dears, what a nice surprise.
Hi, Louisa. Hello.
And Claudia.
Hello, Aunt Louisa.
How nice to see you, child. So sorry I couldn't come over Tuesday evening. It's these allergies of mine. I think I've discovered a new one. Silver polish.
Maybe you shouldn't stay here, Aunt Louisa, with all this silver.
It's too late. Oh, dear, dear. When are you going to bring that husband of yours over to meet me?
Oh, soon.
Your generation has no family feeling. You go about your ways as if relatives didn't exist. Now, if your father were alive, we won't talk about that now.
Claudia, what are you twisting about like that for?
Nothing. I was just looking.
The service here is slow, but good.
Very.
And they have lovely things at Packier's.
Yes, I always buy my gifts here. I got Claudia's soup tureen here.
Yes, I know.
Thought of sending the child a check.
Oh, Aunt Louisa.
But then I thought a check is so unsentimental, especially for my dearest brother's only child.
Oh.
Ah, here you are, Mrs. Norton.
Oh.
Now, about this soup tureen,
yes,
Mrs. Norton.
Have you got another one just like it?
What did you say?
Claudia.
Have you got another one just like it?
Well, but I thought that
Claudia,
you...
Claudia, wanted... isn't that the tureen I sent you?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Louisa, Claudia feels
David and
that...
I liked it so much that I decided to come down and buy another one just like it. Didn't I, Mama?
Yes, you didn't.
What was that, Mrs. Norton?
Now, that's really charming. But, Claudia, can you use two soup tureens?
Oh, yes. David's crazy about soup. He likes one at each end of the table.
That's rather an attractive idea. Never thought of it.
But, Mrs. Norton, a moment ago
you said... I know, but have you got another just like it?
Yes, we have dozens, but I...
Well, could I have just one more? Just one will do fine, please. That's David.
Why doesn't he use his key?
The lock doesn't work for him yet.
Well, go let him in.
You go, Mama.
I should say not. They're your soup tureens.
Mama, what'll he say?
How would I know? You married him, not I.
Yes, but if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be me.
Aren't you going to let him in at all tonight?
Say, that's an idea.
I wouldn't try it. Well, go on.
I'm going.
You're standing still.
Oh, am I? I'm coming. I hear you.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
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 Well, don't you say hello to Mama?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, David.
Is this where I really live?
What do you mean?
This is a fine reception for a stranger, but for a husband, so many hellos and so little else.
Don't sit there, David. Come into the bedroom.
Wait a minute now. Let me sit here for a second.
Well, now that you're home, David, I'm going to put the supper on.
Don't go, Mama.
What's the hurry, Mrs. Brown?
It's the chicken, David. I want to watch it.
Well, watch it later. Claudia.
Yes?
Claudia, what is that I see over there?
Where?
On the table in front of the window.
I don't see anything.
There is two of them.
You're seeing double.
Been drinking again.
Men are all the same, aren't they, Mama?
Probably thinks he's seeing two soup tureens.
Huh. Huh. He's right.
Huh. What's going on here?
I don't know. We're asking you.
That chicken needs me. Bye-bye.
Mama!
Claudia, is that or is that not two soup tureens on the table?
Isn't it are?
Isn't what are?
Well, two soup tureens is plural. Shouldn't it be are that
Don't get
two...
grammatical. Just answer me.
It are.
It is. Claudia, slowly, dear, in words of one syllable, how come when this morning we only had one and you went to return it, tonight we have two?
Oh, darling, you know how soup tureens are.
No, you tell me.
Oh, David, how could I return it? She was so nice, and she had her allergies again, and she is my father's only sister, and I'm her dearest brother's only child.
Oh, she was there?
What could I do?
Aunt Louisa must have been very, very touched.
She was. It was almost worth it. Oh, don't you think we could learn to love them, David?
If I live long enough.
They'll grow on you.
They've grown enough already.
Don't worry, darling. I'll think of something. They'll come in handy.
How? For what? For why? For when?
I know. For bathtubs. For babies.
Claudia.
I was just thinking, David. Just thinking.
All story material used in this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. When company comes, how grand it is to be able to say, howdy, neighbor, have a Coke. Just like old times. Now you can stock up, order Coke by the case if you like, and keep it handy when folks drop in to visit. Now you can step up to the familiar red cooler at your favorite refreshment stand, lunchroom, or service station and ask for Coca-Cola and get it. And the price is still 5 cents. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed. With the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.